Well, they're a good time, they're a good team. Our concentration levels were really good today. And, you know, we've lost two really tight games against Man City and Spurs. And the margins didn't go our way. And that was sometimes self-inflicted. But today, it wasn't. I always felt we had an edge here in this game. We concentrated really well at the back. The two centre-halves were the pick of the bunch today for us. Joe Ledley tied those two guys up who were dangerous for Watford. And therefore, it was about our wide guys making the breakthrough. And in the end, it was a substitute that did that. But we have that option of three of them. They're all really good players, but only two can play. So it was nice that Wilf got a great reaction today from our fans and from me to put him on and trust him. And he got us the win.
And I think the replays will bear it out, though the Watford fans didn't much like the decision, but the replays bear it out. It was a correct decision.
I think it was a very good decision because the ball is travelling just outside the box, maybe. But of course, the tackle was on the inside of that of the ball, and therefore it was a definite penalty dispatched by Johan when I thought Dwight was taking it. So that was a bit confusing. But he doesn't miss many, so I was pleased with that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because obviously Dwight has taken and scored three this season. Glenn Murray scored one for you as well. So Johan steps up, but I mean, he strikes the ball so well, so you've got to be confident.
Yeah, but he's also got the experience and the confidence to do it at any level. You know, that penalty was here at Watford today, but it could be very, very decisive in a quarterfinal of a cup or away at Man United, and he can keep his level and dispatch it and confident in that. But Dwight, he's had his share of penalties anyway. He's had two this week. Can't get greedy.
You've now won 11 of your last 14 matches away from home in all competitions. I mean, what is the secret to doing that?
I don't know. It's just that we have a kind of good players to play away from home. Yeah, I say that. A lot of the teams have good players to play away from home. But we set ourselves up. You know, I was very concentrated in the first half today that we didn't give any concessions to Watford to try and play it as a neutral ground and take the game to them. And it kind of made the game very, very even, tight, not particularly entertaining for you guys. The second half, that stood us in good stead. We had good confidence knowing that we could hurt the team, and in the end we did.
And just to return to Kabay, he played a slightly different position in the two halves of the game. He was a little bit released first half, could play, get a little bit further up the pitch, get closer to the strikers. And then you brought Wilf in and went to a sort of more 4-2-3-1. And, of course, he made the difference, Zahar, in the end.
Yeah, that's the options you got when you've got quality players. And we were lucky today to have Fraser Campbell, MacArthur and Wilf all play big, big roles in this victory. You know, the more and more these Premier League games are 14-man wins or 14-man games, whichever you like to call it. And you need that strength in depth. You need quality off the bench. We had that today. I was really, really pleased for us because I didn't think we deserved to lose at Man City. And I think it was tough on us at Tottenham as well. So good win for us today. Makes up for those two.
Top six now.
Yeah, and we got a couple of home games to come. So great opportunity for us.